welcome to the ISA Tribe from Heather de Wits in Hout Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I profile individuals, groups and organizations in and out of South Africa who are all doing it with purpose and are focused on serving the people and all living things on the planet. And today I'm going to be talking to Suzanne Gildenhuys in Plettenberg Bay, who's a phenomenal young lady who was doing all the right things until she decided to follow her heart instead and explored South Africa for 10 months solo on a motorcycle. Wow. Welcome, Suzanne.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for having me.
Yay. So what made you decide to learn, first of all, to ride motorbikes before this journey?
I think I'd always wanted to do it, but it was not recommended by parents and so on. And then one day I just decided, no, it's something I want to do. I'm going to learn it. And it's also, for me, it was very challenging to learn because it's so different to how you drive a car. And I wanted a new challenge in my life and a new freedom, which I found with motorcycling.
Wow. Now I'm going to say, take us through, for example, a day on your journey. Did you have routes planned out? Did you know where you were going to stay? You were obviously on your own.
The whole point of it was that I did not have a plan, and that I did not know where I was going to go. It was going to be dictated via weather conditions, by the road, the distance I could travel in a day, and the people I could meet. I wanted to be very open to the experience. So the plan was essentially to have no plan whatsoever. So what I would do is I would wake up from wherever I was really early, have something to eat, jump on the bike, and just go and just ride all day, normally finishing around 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. Maybe I'd stop somewhere for lunch, maybe I wouldn't. A lot of the time I just had that first meal in the morning, and that was it until the end of the day. And just to see what experiences I could have on the road, and who I would meet. And
wow.
I never knew who I would meet.
I think you are very, very brave girl, and also that you never planned anything. And I think that in itself is absolutely amazing, because, and the best way to go, because when you plan things and things don't work out, you kind of lose the plot, you know.
So let's
go back to tell us some of your favorite moments, and you know, on your trip, of people that you met that really stand out for you,
of people specifically.
Whatever comes to mind, moments, people.
Okay, great. There's a lot of both, obviously.
Yes.
But I just want to add that my only sort of intention I had, not having a plan, but was to go to places I hadn't been to before, places I hadn't really spent time, that was slightly out of the way or extraordinary in some way. Two major highlights. Was one of them was a day that I spent riding from roughly Standerton to Ermelo, and the weather was so bad on that day. The wind itself, because obviously the wind is a huge part of the experience of motorcycling, had a personality that day, and the personality was murderous. And I went through so many things on that day. I dropped the bike, I got chased by dogs, I got drenched in the rain, the wind was pushing me across onto the oncoming traffic side, and when I reached the end of that day, I entered the town of Ermelo. It was warm, it was quiet, and I heard singing. There was a church nearby or a school, there was children singing. And every single thing that you go through when you're under those kind of conditions, everything just feels so much more vital and touches your you in such a more visceral, real way. That day will stick with me for the rest of my life, the things I learned about myself from it.
Well, I would say that that's probably one of the most defining stories in your book, because it encompasses so much from the fear and terror you went through with that horrendous weather to the joy of listening to a choir singing, you know.
Yeah.
The two different energies, and going into warmer weather and the sudden almost like quiet from all of that. And so out of this came your book that you've just published called Breaking Free, your ebook. Tell us why you wrote it.
Well, the whole journey that I did itself, I did in the present moment. I didn't use any online media. I virtually didn't use the phone. The point was to be completely in the experience, to be able to create things by virtue of being there. So when I reached the end of it, before I lost all the experiences and before I forgot the people or the timeline as it unfolded, I started writing it down for that reason and also just to relive some of it. And in many ways to come to terms with some of the experiences that I went through. I wasn't able to reflect on them at the time.
Well, I think that takes an extraordinary amount of discipline to do it that way.
It takes a while.
Yeah, because, you know, to stay there is not easy because there are all sorts of outside influences and people trying to pull you in here and there and everywhere. And you need to just kind of, you know, set your boundaries and stay there in order to achieve just what you did.
It's, yes, I'd actually forgotten about that part of it. But, I mean, that is such a big part of what you go through is to stay focused on your journey and what it is that you're here to achieve or looking to achieve. And also, in many respects, learning how to actually follow your heart. Because people say follow your heart, it sounds so simple. But it's more like feeling what feels right in your heart and what doesn't, and knowing when to move, and knowing who to go to, and why, or what you're open to experiencing from those people or that person or whatever the case may be.
Yes,
I can meet so many interesting characters that I've.
Sure, but you know what? I always think when you go on a journey like this on your own, gosh, you've got so much time all by yourself to think, and what goes through that mind, you know.
Yes.
So much stuff goes through your mind. Plus, you've got to stay completely focused on your driving.
Yes.
You know, your riding, because, gosh, if you lose your focus for 1 second, you can write yourself off. And plus, you know, there's traffic and there's animals crossing the road and weather conditions and all that stuff. So, but also you are a lot of the time in nature where you find it, eh?
You find that presence.
Yes.
No, it's huge. I mean, we are more and more, I realize it, universes inside of a drop. Or it, you know, it's not even just a positive thinking thing. It's the truth. So you never stop experiencing more of yourself, whether it's on a soulful or a more divine aspect, connection to nature, or a more instinctual side of you, because your primal instinctual side also is awake and alive and working in your favor all the time. I mean, there's some very obvious things you need to not put in the back of your mind or forget about, you know.
You know, now what I always envisage, because I've spoken to a lot of people that have done solo bike rides or cycle rides or whatever, and they all kind of said, and I'm sure you will agree, that there was an almost like enveloping presence of somebody taking care of you, looking after you on your journey. You know, that whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
That you were being, you know, don't worry, we're here, your little angels for the journey.
You're being guided by something.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in many respects you can consider, is it intuition, is it instincts, is it some form of spiritual guidance? And yeah, it changes. There's something else that changes also, which I was really amazed at, which is, I would call it soul, but it's like an external soul that forms itself around you and makes you feel powerful and strong and present in the moment.
Yeah, that word soul, you know, I like to try to live my life from the soul, and it's a word that sometimes is over bandied, but I think if, you know, it means something different for everybody, but we're coming to the end now. So I just want to say, I know you've got lots more in store, so I'm so looking forward to what Suzanne does next, because she's the most extraordinary human being. And, you know, I just wanted to say thank you so much for your